Hicks McLaughlin on this third Sunday of Easter at godsword.eprn.us, God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast. The scripture reading is taken from 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Of the NIV translation of the Holy Bible. God's Word reads as follows. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared as we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was faith with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make your joy complete. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you: God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and we do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. The word of the Lord. The sermonic selection is entitled Walk in the Light by Charles Pope.
Thank you.
The scripture was read previously for your hearing. Spirit of God, descend on me and let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, is my prayer. For you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. From the previously read pericope, I want to lift up two verses from 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. Verse 5, this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you, God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. This brings me to my subject for today. Don't be deceived. Walk in the light. Don't be deceived. Walk in the light. The New Testament book of 1 John was written by John, who was one of Jesus' beloved disciples. Biblical history tells us that this letter, as it was known then, but known now for centuries perhaps, as a book in the New Testament. About 70 AD, Christians were scattered all throughout the Roman Empire due to persecution. There were major problems within the church. There was a decline in commitment to the church. Many of the believers were turning back into worldly ways. They failed to follow Christ, therefore compromising their faith. False teachers were abundant and greatly influenced Christians to go astray, to abandon the Christian faith. So John wrote this letter to bring some of us might call wayward Christians back into line with Christianity. John wrote this letter to show the people the difference between light and dark, the difference between right and wrong. He wanted them to know the truth from that which was false, particularly as it related to false leadership. He wanted the church to grow and develop in authentic and pure love for God. He endeavored to encourage the people to have the same genuine and pure love for each other, just as Jesus commanded that they do. Another reason that John penned this letter was to encourage the believers and to assure them that they were children of God, possessing all favors and all promises of God. When we began to read the first epistle of John, we immediately sensed a certain familiarity. He emphasizes, as he does in his gospel, that the eternal word of life is Jesus the Christ, and that he came into the world to rescue the perishing, care for the dying, and to restore our fellowship with God. When John uses the word we, he is speaking inclusively. He does not speak to the people and leave himself out of the matter as if he were speaking only to the people. John is speaking to himself as well. Any message, sermon, discourse that I write is written to myself and shared with myself first and then shared with others. You see, John is sharing what he and other disciples witnessed about Jesus from their day-to-day walk, personal and physical contacts with him. John wasn't giving the people some secondhand information about Jesus. He was telling them Don't be deceived. Walk in the light. Jesus is the light of the world. Listeners, have you seen the light? Have you seen the truth? Have you felt the warmth of the light in your heart? John knew beyond any shadow of doubt that Jesus brings light and life to the world. As the Son of God, what else could he bring? In this letter, John writes about being in fellowship with other believers. By our testimonies with others, we are strengthened and a more fortified body we are. We have unity with them. We should possess a better social and a better spiritual fellowship with each other because of the love of Christ that's in our lives. We have not seen Jesus visually with our natural eyes as John, nor have we heard the sound of his natural voice, and neither have our hands touched the hands of Jesus. These are the things that qualified John to teach about Jesus, his seeing, hearing, and touching the Son of God. But let's focus on what we do have that qualifies us to teach, to witness, and to testify about Jesus. We have the New Testament recordings of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and others of the Holy Scriptures, and can trust in knowing that what they have written, that they have written the truth and nothing but the truth. We thank you, God, for these writers of truth. Listeners, believers, don't be deceived. Walk in the light. We have heard the sound of his voice as the Holy Spirit has spoken to our hearts, giving us clarity of thoughts, giving us discernment regarding one situation or another, and giving us rightness in decision-making because of the wisdom and knowledge that he has instilled in us. Don't be deceived. Walk in the truth that you have come to know. Don't be deceived. Walk in the truth that you have come to know. We have wisdom to know that it was your hand through Jesus Christ that touched us when we were on our beds of affliction. You raised us up again. Your hands snatched us back from the grim, ghastly grip of COVID-19. It was your hands that guided the knife of the surgeons as they cut and removed the tumorous tissues from our afflicted body. When I was traveling the dark highways and byways and wildernesses of life, where everything looked the same, it was your hands that gently, graciously guided me into the light where everything became concise, crystal clear. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. Therefore, if you desire a sanctified, spotless, spirit-filled relationship with God, we must put away all evil, egotistical, and erroneous ways of life and aspire for eternal life. It is then that we can traverse a lighted wilderness and highways and byways of life. Jesus came into the world as flesh, not to condemn the world, but to rescue the world and to restore the world's fellowship with God. Are you ready to give up deceit? What will it take for you to walk in the light and aspire for eternal life? You can begin that walk today. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are light. You are life. Forgive us for not following you wholeheartedly at all times. As humans, Lord, you know that we're that way. Thank you for forgiving us these, our transgressions and our erroneous ways. We pray, Lord, for those who are seeking you and striving to live in your marvelous light. Help them to find the way to your light and life in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled, Be Not Deceived by the Winans.
Got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation. We've got the sports team. And our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.